Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. It's that time when we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we get to say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Doing well here on a Monday. Tennessee football jumped up in the latest national polls to number 15 in the Associated Press, number 17 in the coaches' polls. That's the highest Tennessee's been ranked in the polls since the 2016 season. You look at the AP poll, half of Tennessee's opponents here this season are ranked in the top 10. You've got Alabama in second, Georgia fourth, number five, Florida, Auburn's at eighth, Texas A&M checks in at number 10. Of course, Tennessee's at 15th, and Kentucky is down there at number 23. So, again, Tennessee jumping up in the polls. This was the first polls that reflected only teams playing football this fall, as the prior two polls reflected all football teams in Division One. Vol calls return to the airwaves here on Wednesday. That'll be right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal at 8 o'clock. Jeremy Pruitt and other Tennessee coaches will meet with host Brent Hubbs, along with Bob Kessling, and catch up with callers from around the state. It's a statewide call-in show, so Vol calls return to the airwaves this Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Jeremy Pruitt actually is going to make his first appearance on the show next Wednesday. A couple of changes, of course, at Zach Calhoun's on the river on the outside seating, like always, but a couple of changes this year. There'll be no autographs and no photos with the hosts and the coaches due to COVID-19 social distancing guidelines. So Vol calls will be back on the airwaves at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And a sad note here, the University of Tennessee announced that BFL Bill Johnson passed away Sunday at the age of 84 at his home in Sparta, Tennessee. Bill Johnson was a former All-American offensive lineman here at Tennessee, later returned and served on the athletics board as well. So, again, Tennessee up in the polls. That's a good thing. Jeremy Pruitt's going to, we know for a fact that he's going to start hosting his weekly press conference every Monday at noon. That will start next week for game week. But we will look forward to catching up with some players tomorrow via Zoom at 1:30.
Brandon Johnson met with the media last week, and just tell us what he said the team's mindset is.
And the team, he said that the team has the right mindset right now. He said that he's very confident that the team's going to be ready to go out there when the first game arrives. It kind of goes back to the team morale of Brent Smaglia, Brandon Johnson, Ty Chandler. We're all asked about the team morale and, you know, how is the outside factors affecting the team with so many players being out and kind of this unique camp that they're in right now. And he said it's all good. We're coming in here to work every single day. We're trying to get better, but they're going to start preparing for South Carolina pretty soon, and they have that right mindset to go out there and take care of business. So he said he's really excited. Again, he says that he feels a lot more confident this year now than in years past, and that's not easy to see why when you have Marquez Callaway and Juwan Jennings no longer in the program. And Brandon Johnson is a guy that Tennessee's going to have to depend on, and I feel like he knows that. He's ready to step up and be that leader for Tennessee, both on the field and in the locker room.
Ty Chandler, Tennessee running back, said that being pushed by Eric Gray's made him a better running back. He also said that he's trying to become a better leader, didn't he?
He did, and again, this is kind of growing up in the program. He's always been a soft-spoken guy. He played early on as a freshman all the way back in 2017. He's kind of held that role consistently, but he's never had to be a vocal leader. But that's just kind of how all student-athletes are. You come in, you take a back seat early on, but as soon as you continue to rise up as juniors and seniors, you kind of take on more of that role. And, you know, Ty Chandler sees that, you know, in the offense right now, his voice carries a lot of weight, and so he's really been working on it. Says that it's grown on me, the ability to speak up and try to help everybody. Says it's something he's comfortable with and that he takes on the challenge to make sure that people are doing the right things, not only on the football field, but off the football field, especially now in the season of COVID and contact tracing. It's more important than ever to be doing the right thing, to be saying the right things, and to be where you're supposed to be, not out at bars or not out in large gatherings of people, just to try to shield yourself from someone who maybe have a positive test. So I think Ty Chandler stepping up is just one of many guys that are trying to take on that role of being a positive influence and being a vocal leader this year during an unusual 2020 season, but one that's going to depend on discipline and a lot of those leaders that kind of keep the team in check.
I thought it was interesting from what Pruitt said at the quarterback club. He said that on Saturday he was pumped up because only 34 players were out. He said that's the least amount that's been out in about 2 weeks. That surprised me. I knew they'd had a bunch out, 44 on the previous Saturday, 57 on a Monday. But my gosh, for almost 2 weeks having that many out, I've got to think that's had a negative impact on your ability to have productive practices.
It really has, and let's be honest here, 30 players out is still a pretty high number. But all things considering, as Jeremy Pruitt said, he was pumped up. I mean, that's a great sign because it's hard. It's really hard to get on a decent practice when you're few, that short bodies, because though everybody at practice isn't going to be, you know, heavily relied on to play a lot of snaps this year, depth is going to be a key issue because you're going to have to rely on these guys. They're testing 3 times a week now. If you have a positive test, you're in quarantine for 10 days. If you're in quarantine due to contact tracing, you're going to be in there for 14 days. And so depth, you can have guys that have a positive test Friday, maybe Saturday before a game, and be unavailable that day. So I think depth, more so than any year than we can remember, is going to play a vital role in this. But again, yeah, I saw that comment, and you know, Jeremy Pruitt said 30 players were the most that he was missing on Saturday, and that's way down. We heard, Jimmy, you reported that last week on Monday, 57 players were out. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, it was 44. And so that's a good sign. It looks like things are going in the right direction. But again, it's a day-by-day thing, and it's going to be up to the players to try to be mindful and to be smart about, again, where they are at all times and trying to, you know, socially distance, wear that mask, and everything that involves that.
Any other news or notes?
That's about it. I'll go over the schedule just real quick. What we know so far for week number 5. Well, wrapping up week 4, Tennessee did scrimmage inside Neyland Stadium Saturday night. The team had today off, but they're going to return to the practice field tomorrow, and we'll have player availabilities. We'll have a couple of players that we'll know more on tomorrow who they are, but they're going to meet with us via Zoom at 1:30. So we look forward to that. And, of course, we'll have our college football roundtable tomorrow night right here on the Sports Animal. As soon as you guys get off the air at 7, we're going to take the reins from 7 to 9, talk everything Tennessee football, preview the season, all the opponents, the SEC, college football all together, and what is a unique, unique season that's already gotten underway for the ACC, the Big 12, and some other college football teams across the country. But the SEC is going to get going on the 26th, so we're excited to break all that down. Again, that'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on the Sports Animal. Today's Tennessee football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage today at 947-7527.
Eric, you have a thought on how tonight's game, the last game of this first week of the NFL schedule, will go? Titans-Broncos?
Well, I mean, I wish it was a little earlier. Kickoff is it? What is it, 10:15 Eastern, and that's going to be a late one. I'm going to try my best to stay up for the majority of it, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be a sloppy game. There were a lot of sloppy games yesterday, a lot of snooze fest, and that's kind of expected with the way how there was no preseason, there was no games, and there was no joint practices. So I expect it to be a little sloppy, especially for Tennessee. You got a Dory Jackson who just landed on the IR. You know, Vic Beasley's not going to be made available. Of course, Isaiah Wilson, the first-round draft pick, is not available for this week. He's on the COVID-19 list and obviously had some issues off the field this past weekend. But Tennessee's missing some starters, but I do think that from a talent perspective on that roster, I think that it's going to be okay to grind it out, give the ball to Derrick Henry, and see what happens. So I'm excited. I'm expecting a Tennessee win, but it's not going to be easy, kind of sloppy, maybe 24-17 final score, somewhere in that nature.
So you like the Titans?
I do like the Titans, yes.
Be interesting to see exactly how it'll be for Jarrell Casey going up against his former teammates, not only on the offensive line, but also trying to upset that running attack that, of course, is so good with Derrick Henry. But, Eric, always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hopefully you can catch a couple of winks before it's time for your show in the morning. But have a great night. Good show tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thanks, guys. Tighten up.
No. And that is Eric Kane with a Tennessee football practice report, Jimmy.
Bronco up.